This message is brought to you by Croydon Tabernacle, a part of the Redeemed Christian Church of God. Our mission is reconciling the individual, community, and the nation to God. Be blessed as you listen.
We're just speaking on wonders of His praise. And I believe we have seen, we have also participated, we have danced before God. And, Psalm 67 was shared earlier on during the course of the prayer. When the Bible says, let the peoples praise you. When the Bible says peoples, it's not a grammatical error, praise the Lord. For those of us who are graduates of English, some versions call it nations. Let the nations, praise you. So we expect every one of us to praise God. And something significant, which is the meat of this message, is that as we praise God, Bible says, then shall the earth yield our increase. And God, even our own God, shall bless us. Isn't that interesting? Isn't it wonderful? Praise the Lord. Wonders is described as a feeling of surprise and admiration that you have when you see or experience something beautiful. That's Oxford Dictionary. Praise the Lord. When it's something beautiful. Hallelujah. So isn't it wonderful that as you rise, as you lift your voices, as you allow praise to rise from your inside. Hallelujah. Bible says heart of the, much that the heart has, abundance of heart, the mouth speaks. Hallelujah. It says, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. So, as filled you with testimonies, as you experience the might and the power of God on a daily basis, unconsciously, you allow that praise to rise from your heart. And that marked David very differently. Even when he was dancing, when he was praising God, with dance, he did it with, Bible says, with all his might. With all his might. Praise the Lord. And so when you allow that spirit to envelop you, it makes you to forget completely about the worries of the world. It makes you to completely forget about challenges because you have put your trust in God. Psalm 125, you have put your trust in God. And so unto God you hand over everything. So when you look at those little graces, those little things, and you are, thankful, you are praising God, you allow that praise to rise from the bottom of your heart, Bible says something wonderful happens. It says, then the earth will yield an increase. And God himself will bless us. And as you praise him the more, as you worship him the more, as you thank him the more, then the earth shall continue to yield increase. And God will continue to bless and bless and bless you. To me, that's something that is excellently wonderful. Praise the Lord. And that's just one aspect of the wonders of God's grace. Because I only remember when Paul said, I planted and Apollos watered. And then God gives the increase. So which means, as I'm praising God from the bottom of my heart, I'm actually planting a seed. I'm actually planting a seed in my praise, in my honor, in my admiration of God. I'm planting a seed that the Lord himself will water, the Lord himself will nurture, the Lord himself will cause to grow so that the earth will yield increase unto us. Economists and statisticians speaks of positive correlation when two variables move in the same direction. Hallelujah. So these are two variables. As you praise, then the land yield increase. Praise the Lord. And so through our praises, through our, giving thanks unto God, we're getting more and more. Through that process of praising God, the earth that we step on, that we walk upon, in all things that you require, that you need, the Lord remembers you and raises helpers of destinies for you. Things you have forgotten, things you can't even remember again. All hopes that you think, that you thought have been lost completely. That the Lord brings restoration from nowhere. Somebody knocks on your door and tells you, I've come to this address. May the Lord help us in the name of Jesus. So we need to, ensure that we have within ourselves the spirit to praise, the habit to praise God, irrespective of our position. It doesn't matter where you're in the valley. It doesn't matter where you're on top of the mountain. Natural sense, the one that is, that God considers so much is when you are, in the valley, the topmost level of the valley. And there seems to be no help. And you just thought, it's over. And you see the hand of God moving. Praise the Lord. In 2 Chronicles chapter 20, the Lord says of the Israelite, led by Jehoshaphat, it was a point in their time that they had no hope because they were surrounded by allied forces. The forces organized by the Moabite and the Ammonite, who interestingly happened to be related to them somewhat, because these are the, a produce of the incest, from the loins of Lot. And so they constantly were giving Israelites problems at different points of their journey. And so there was this allied force against them. And Jehoshaphat knew that in terms of human, power, in terms of human reasoning, there was nothing anybody could do. So he had no choice but to go before God. But interestingly, he got a response. In 2 Chronicles chapter 20, verse 15, it says, "The Lord says this to you, be not afraid or dismayed at this great multitude, for the battle is not yours, but God's." That would be a message for another day. Many of us fight battles that are not ours. Many of us fight battle that belongs to God. And no wonder you can't achieve any result. No wonder you can't achieve success or victory, because you have overstepped your boundary. Yours is to relax and let God do what he needs to do. Stop fighting the battles that are not yours. And so Jehoshaphat heard this and bowed down his head and with his face to the ground. Fast forward. In verse 21 to 24 of that 2 Chronicles chapter 20, he says, when he had consulted with the people, he appointed singers. Hallelujah. Before then, in verse 18 to 19, he says, and some Levites of the Kohathites and the Korahites. Remember I mentioned, the offspring, the children of Korah, last week Sunday. That God must have preserved them for a purpose, for a day like this. And these are the people that stood up to praise the Lord. That's verse 19, to praise the Lord. The God of Israel said with a very loud voice. And so he appointed singers to sing and to praise him in their garment. And they went before the army. That's a message. The army was supposed to fight. But here we had singers appointed, and they were in front of the army. What was the weapon? Praise. What was the weapon? Singing. Worship. Which took precedence over even whatever weapons the soldiers, the army, was carrying. totally entrusted their lives unto God in their praises, in their thanksgiving, in their worship of God, telling God that you created us. This is beyond us. This battle is beyond us. This sickness is beyond me. Doctors have actually written me off. The prognosis is not looking well at all. People have condemned me that I will never get married. I've been writing the same exam over and over and over, no success. Challenges are just too overwhelming before me. And so in front of those armies with those weapons of their warfare, they place singers, instrumentalists, people that will sing and will praise God. Telling God, confirming to God his supremacy. Handing over everything unto God. And God did not disappoint them. Because the Bible says, and when they began to sing and to praise, another wonder of God. Who will ever have thought that just not raising up any harm and ammunition, just singing, praising God, was sufficient for them to have victory? Bible says, as they began to sing and to praise, the Lord set ambushment against the men of Ammon, Moab, and Mount Seir, who had come against Judah. And when God got involved, he turned the counsel of Ahithophel against them. The armies of the allied forces, they turn to one another. It's as if you are watching Hollywood. They turn to one another and they began to shoot, to kill, to slaughter one another. So by the time Judah and the people and Jehoshaphat got to the place, all they saw was the act of God. How God did it, they did not know. They saw the act. They saw that there were dead bodies falling to the earth, and none had escaped. May the Lord fight our battles for us today. In the name of Jesus. What are the other quick wonders that we can think of? Wonder is capable. A praise is capable of breaking yokes. Praise is capable of breaking yokes. In Acts chapter 16, verse 25 to 26, Bible says, and at midnight, Paul and Silas prayed. Hallelujah. They prayed. And as they were praying, what were they doing? They were raising their petitions before God. On its own, nothing happened. But something began to happen when they sang praises unto God. And the prisoners heard them. And the Bible says, suddenly, there was a great earthquake. For us, suddenly will be our portion. That great earthquake will come even to work in our favor in the name of Jesus. And so that the foundations of this prison were shaken. The foundation shows even what they cannot see, the unseen. What they can't even see from the top. The foundations were shaken because after they pray, they sang praises unto God. And the doors were opened. And the yokes got broken. The gates lifted up their heads. Hallelujah. Would somebody then take a decision today to decide to commit your challenges into God's hands by entering the realm of worship and praises? Are you facing giants in your quest to get to your next level? And they have said, Let's see how he or she will get there. Do you think you are bleeding internally with worries because you thought God has forgotten you? In your settlements, migration issues, are you thinking that's the end of the road for you? Brethren, if you are this level, that's the wiles of the enemies. Those are conclusions from the pit of hell. But you need to rise up. Start praising God. Start worshiping Him. And let God know that indeed He's greater and higher than all challenges added together. I've given this story here before. One of our brethren in one of my former parishes, who the immigration officers actually, you know, it played into their hands. So they caught him. And his case was decided upon instantly. They took him to the detention center and they told him to prepare, you know, it's just like somebody said, please prepare your will. You're about to die. I think it was Ezekiah that was told that in the Bible. And he had lost all hopes. He knew the next thing would be to find himself in Lagos, Nigeria. By that point, there was nothing to do but to resort to praises, but resort to worship. And all through the night, that was what he did. By the following morning, when he heard of the team that arrested him, opened the cell for him to come out, he invited him to his office. He was asking for a source of strength because they heard him singing, praising God all through the night. And while that was going on, unknown to him, they were working on his case. They were digging further. They were digging deeper and deeper about him. How long he's been in the country, you know, whether he has committed any crime here and there and ran away, even though he was here illegally. They were trying to find so many things about him. But there was something most touching for the man that called him. He said, we check your bank account and we realize that you are giving money to a charity. He was paying his tithe, you know, offerings by transfer to a charity. He said, how were you able to do it? We didn't see any record of credit card with you. No tax default. No history of crime anywhere. And you've been here for a length of time. That the guy that was interviewing said, you find it difficult to even give anything to any charity. And you are doing it consistently. He said, I will help you. And so they look further to see areas that they can, you know, just use to help him. And they found one eventually. Believe me, this happened about 10 years ago. The man is well, hale, and hearty in the UK with his family. Because indeed, they worked for him. And they got all his papers out. The Lord will work for you today. In the name of Jesus. Bible says in Habakkuk chapter 3, verse 17 and 18. Habakkuk 3, 17 and 18 says, though the fig tree does not bud, and there are no grapes on the vines, though the olive crop fails and the fields produce no food, though there are no sheep in the pen and no cattle in the stalls. I'm sure we can have a mental picture of what the Bible. Can we please flag it? Habakkuk chapter 3, 17 to 18. We can have a mental picture of the situation that, you know, this that presented himself at the point. So what we have today, in spite of inflation, in spite of mortgage rates, in spite of whatever challenge, I'm sure cannot be compared to what transpired at this point. The fig tree does not bud, and when a fig tree does not bud, that's a problem. There are no grapes on the vines. The whole leaf crop fails, and the fields produce no food. How many of us are aware, as far as the Greek is concerned, if that thing happened this year, It's not only a challenge for this year. Next year, that's a problem. Because it's from the leftover of this year, from the harvest that you're going to replant, which you're going to harvest the following year. But even in this year, there's nothing. No hope. Everything has failed. And the Bible says, yet I will rejoice in the Lord. I will be joyful in God, my Savior. That's the height of it. That's where God wants us to get to. That's the level of operation that God expects us to be, irrespective of the challenges. Irrespective of the fact that God is yet to answer you. That is the point which God expects you to operate from. Bible says, praise wait for you, O God in Zion, and unto thee shall the vow be performed. So shall it be for us in the name of Jesus. Let them praise his name in the dance. Let them sing praises unto him with the timbrel and harp. Psalm 149 verse 3. May the Lord help us in Jesus' name. Let's bow down our heads. Lord, we honor you again. We bless and we glorify your holy name. Thank you for this moment of praise, of honor, of adoration. We ask, O God, for act of thanksgiving. We ask, O God, for grace that will relegate everything physical, every challenge to the background and put you above everything. And only you shall we put our trust and not in any man. Thank you, mighty Father. Glory be to your holy name. For we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you for listening. We hope that you were ministered to through this message. If you have any comment on this presentation or would like to contact us, our address is 38 to 40 Parsons Meet, West Croydon, CR03SL. To speak to a member of our team, you can call us on 0208-688-466. Our website address is www.croydontabernacle.org.uk. Thank you and God bless.